Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Well, it was a magical night here in Pittsburgh as the Phils come all the way back from a 6-0 deficit. And this time, on this particular Friday night, they close the deal as well and get the job done. Phillies win it tonight. 11-9 is the final. Welcome into Phillies Playback, everyone, on a Friday night, which means it's a Friday night roundtable. You hear the voices. Tom McCarthy is here. Scott Fransky is here.
Yeah, he's got to take the bus back.
Oh, is that what he's doing?
And Kevin Stocker is here.
If he gets to the bus, that's the problem. He's like, well, where is the bus? And I'm trying to explain it to him. And
didn't he come in on the bus?
Oh, that doesn't matter.
Did you drop breadcrumbs for him or something along those lines?
I forgot he came on the bus.
We should put tape down, like with little arrows.
Well, we really should. Honestly, we really shouldn't.
Honestly, if we're going to put tape down for John to follow, I say we go right to the river with it and let him fall in.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not nice. Are you mad
at him? That's terrible.
No. Are you mad at him?
Come on.
A wet John Crook would be a funny John Crook.
No, because then we would have to go in and get him.
Well, that's fine.
Here's the thing. John Crook.
Yeah.
He knows a whole lot more than he lets
on. Oh, yeah, he does.
He knows where the bus
is. How cool
is
it that they had fireworks to celebrate the Phillies?
I thought that was really nice of them. Really nice of them.
You're welcome. Started them very fast.
And yeah, C-Mac, look at the line of people on the bridge here for the Friday Night Roundtable.
That's
which
very
is
nice.
Really kind of cool.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, live studio audience.
Aztec Gold.
What's that, the color?
That's the color of the bridge.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done. I'm sorry Scott didn't mention that one tonight. He's big on colors, you know. Fransky is.
Very colorful.
He is on colors.
He's big on colors. So
he's still working.
I don't think
he's grinding.
Listening to us.
No,
grinding.
He's not. He's grinding listening.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
We're not going to tell you.
Where's the bus,
you go
anyway?
Back and listen.
Where's the bus?
Oh, he's as bad as Crook. Fun night, huh? You know
what? Wow.
I mean, second Friday in a row where they've come all the way back, but this time they're able to win the game, which makes it even better, right?
I mean, it's really cool. I don't want to make a habit of it.
No.
Being down 6-0 on every Friday night, but it was quite a battle back. And, you know, I mean, they're sort of buoyed by the one guy who's hitting. And then all of a sudden they just all take off.
Yeah.
And all put together some good at-bats and, you know, really grinded out at-bats. They really – those last two innings were a lot of fun.
Well, and you know what? And the Pirates have a back end of the bullpen problem. I mean, you can't have Soto be the closer, obviously. I mean, it's just.
Yeah, been there, done that.
I mean, I don't know how they didn't have somebody warming up also when he was imploding the way he was imploding.
He's got four saves, Tom.
Yeah. We've seen that act before. I never understood his slide step. Like, why does he do that?
We never know what he's doing.
He's so ineffective with the slide step.
What is he doing?
Yeah, but I think everybody was running on him.
So what?
I mean.
So, do the Greg Maddux thing. Don't even care about it. Just control it.
Yeah. Greg Maddux didn't care about
He did not care about stolen bases. He did not. Nope.
Really?
It's a little different in
now,
the ninth
you
inning.
We never had
more.
Base runners.
Now you would have stole more if you knew.
Yeah.
I was never on
C-Mac, a little different in the ninth inning than it is when you're a starter, though.
It is, but it's not working. Well, I don't care, obviously.
I don't think he's a closer.
I don't think he's
It's too much stress.
I think the track record proves that that's right. probably not the best role for him. Yeah, not the best role for him indeed. But, hey, it was good. You guys talked to Harper after the game on TV. Did he think he got it? I think he thought he got it.
He definitely thought he had it. You know, it's I thought he hit a lot of balls hard in Boston, too, and just didn't have anything to show for it. But he definitely thought he had it. I know we talked about the bone play, too, where he had his footwork was wrong at first base, where he didn't stretch, basically. He had the wrong foot on the bag. Like, we talked about that, too.
There was a couple of weird plays.
There was a couple weird
Schwarber had an interesting lunge slide roll at third.
I really thought he hurt his knee, honestly, when he did that.
Yeah, he got lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not ideal. You know, I guess he had to hold up at second to make sure that wasn't caught, right?
He was reading the throw, and that turned around. Yeah, it wasn't great.
What's amazing is that Harper hits that ball within inches of a go-ahead grand slam, and he gets credit for a single.
Yeah, they got to change that. I mean, he was rounding first by the time the throw was coming in. Like, he was on his way to second.
I think the reason they do that is because they just say he took second on the throw to – third.
Yeah,
I agree with you. That needs to be a double, but
yeah,
no doubt. You know, how much more special or crazy would this game have been had Harper gotten that one out or Marsh gets his? I mean, they end up scoring the runs, but still, the home runs would have been pretty spectacular. You know,
it's kind of nice that they scored some runs that weren't on a home run.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
But then to have you know, Rafael Marchand to come in an impossible situation.
Oh, for his last 17.
Even an at-bat in 8 days.
Yeah.
He hadn't even stepped to the plate.
You know, it's funny. Harper talked about that, too, on the post game. Like, we talked about almost everything except for what he did. A little bit about what he did. But this was like a total team win.
Yeah.
I mean, the bullpen was good. I mean, no, Mays gave up the home run, but that was it.
That was a bit of an outlier, lefty-lefty. I mean, Mays has been so good on lefties.
Yep.
But the bullpen, I mean, you don't come back in that without Sugart, you know, two scoreless there.
I mean, Alvy
looked
good.
Right again.
Alvy looked really
looked
good again.
Yeah.
All right.
And Kirkering looked good, so it was good to see.
Obviously, Duran wasn't available, and, you know, we kind of figured that Keller wasn't going to be available. So, I mean, you know, everybody else had to pick it up.
All right, we don't have to spend a whole lot of time on this, but let me get your thoughts on what you're seeing out of Aaron Nola, though. Because, you know, it is the second straight Friday. You know, Jesus Luzardo last Friday and Nola this Friday, but getting down 6-0 quickly, and it didn't look like he had a whole lot to get some outs tonight.
I when I watch him pitch now, I think there's a complete lack of trust in his stuff now.
Yeah. By himself.
Yeah. I just think no matter what it is, whether it's a tighter zone, tighter strike zone, all of those things are absolutely happening to everybody. I mean, that's fine. But now I think Aaron is like not 100%. Like, they'll game plan, something goes south, and now he's just not trusting his stuff. And that's a really tough place to be, I think, when you just don't know what you can believe in. And I don't know how you get that back other than you just go back out there and try to trust what you have. Yeah. I don't know that he's at a point in his career where he can reinvent pitches and all that kind of thing.
Yeah. Fastball tonight was consistently 91, 92. There was really nothing on it. I agree with you. I think that you would think after all the success that he's had that there would always be trust, mm-hmm. right? Like, there would always be trust in what you did. And he just doesn't have it. And I don't know what the answer is. I mean, you know, we love the guy.
There's trust in what he did, but he doesn't do that anymore. He doesn't throw that way anymore.
Right.
He doesn't have that velo anymore. He's been well over a year of struggles. I mean, last year was
no doubt
a complete wash in terms of struggles. It was the same basic struggles. He can't get any outs really with his fastball the way he used to, whether it's the sinker or the four-seamer.
He
doesn't get swing and miss, and he doesn't get as many called strikes as he used to.
No, and you know, the sad part is that he works his tail off. I always said that I trust everything he does. It's really sad, honestly, to watch what's happening, because I don't know if he has a solution. Maybe they will. Maybe they will at some point. But right now, I just don't know if they have a solution.
Yeah, well, they're certainly looking. You know, Kev talked to Mark Lowy yesterday and a little bit about that and what they're trying to do and work with them. But
I really thought he'd throw more cutters tonight. I thought he would throw more changeups, but he came out firing four seamers and.
He's going to have to. He's going to have to get off of that.
He really is.
He's going to have to go and start pitching differently.
Yeah,
and
I agree. It's a shame.
Yeah.
It's a shame. I don't really know. I don't really have anything else. I don't know. I don't know what else is
right.
Yeah.
Well, in addition to the big comeback tonight, we also saw another major league first. Tom, did you pick up on the major league first that happened a little bit earlier in the game? And that was when a home run ball was caught by the traffic cone. Did you see
I
that?
I did see that, yes. I mean, it's a hail to the cones this year.
Well, it sparked a whole conversation about you over here on the radio.
I did think.
As you would imagine.
I did think at one point, God, we need that.
Do we need that? Do we need that cone?
You just want one in the booth. Like, I got to have my cone. Well, where's my cone?
I saw them. They have one in the TV booth over here.
Oh,
and it's
they?
On the ledge. And I was thinking, how can I get that? Like, get it now during the game.
Well, you would just take it.
Well, I couldn't reach it, though. It was too far over. If I had a broomstick, I would have gotten it.
You could have John hold your feet. You could have dangled out and gotten the cone.
I don't know if he's really in the place where he could hold my feet at this point.
I don't.
Well, you could try once.
He could try. One time.
Look, I've knocked off John and Tom in the show.
Yeah, you have.
Who's next, Doc? I think we need to get out of here.
Who's probably going?
Sydney, watch out. He's up there with you.
Did you hear the whole story behind the where they came up?
Yeah, because the shirt, they had a shirt that was misspelled or
something.
How
do you misspell colors to cones? That's a mystery.
Hoist the colors.
I thought the hoist was spelled wrong.
Hoist the cones.
Yeah.
It said hoist the cones rather than hoist the cones.
Is it on the keyboard? Like, is it close on the keyboard?
I Googled it before the game. So, yeah,
The L and the N are
not
that's not it.
I think they just didn't have their reading glasses on. You know,
that could be it.
It does happen.
You don't wear your reading glasses.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Doc was in the middle of it. He keeps talking about how that ball hit Connor Griffin's knuckle. I'm like, I don't really know.
It totally hit his knuckle.
Wait a minute.
He goes, wait a minute. I'm not wearing my glasses. And then, of course, he puts his glasses on, and you guys stop showing the replay.
Well, because we were
pretty obvious.
They had their glasses on at TV.
Yeah, we did.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
All right, Road teams are now 30-32 this year.
This year.
Just this year.
And?
What are home teams?
Overall.
I don't know overall, but it's basically .500 overall. Yeah. So
pretty
I think
close to three.
When you score a second run, the road team is 24-2.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. Wow.
After tonight.
Now, there's definitive numbers right there.
So it's the same thing that happened for Colorado. It was a double to start.
Yeah.
The double is like the most damaging hit in extra innings now because it just trades, you know, you get one on the board and you've got
the same spot.
Now you have the whole menu of how you want to play it.
Yep. Yeah.
You can bunt. And I think if there's somebody other than Rafael Marchand in that spot, they probably bunt stop.
That's a good point.
Well, I don't know.
No, I think
– You think
they
– first
think
and third,
would,
nobody
I
out.
I thought about that.
No, no, no.
No, no, no. With
runner
on second.
Second,
nobody
it wasn't
out.
Nobody
second.
Out. Oh, yeah, oh, 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 I got you. I'm sorry. I'm
And Stott had the blooper to make it first and third.
That's correct.
I think you're right about that, Scott. I think you're right.
If they
you
have
behind,
somebody there.
In the on-deck circle.
If somebody
yes.
in the on-deck circle is going to hit,
right?
Like you said, they know Marchand's probably not going to hit, especially if Stott gets on. So right. they want to give Stott a chance. Plus, it's a righty. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe if it's a lefty, they bunt him.
Maybe.
They bunt Stott
maybe.
To move him over.
Boy,
but anyways, wrong. The second run is clearly the linchpin.
Obviously, 24-2.
I remember Rob. That's unbelievable. I remember Rob saying that. Like he had a full list of why. Like you get that second run. He goes, I don't care about the first run a lot of times.
So we're pretty sure that all time since the rule is in play, it's about 607 to 606.
I think the road team. I the number I saw today was 606.
To 606.
Was dead
That's
even.
That's amazing.
So now it would be 07 to 06.
So the road team in the history wow. of this
that is,
alignment.
Is remarkable. I'd love to know what the number
and
is.
And again,
when they
I'm
two.
Pretty sure the extra innings in general for many, many years was basically the standard slight advantage for the home team.
Team.
Like 53.5%.
That's interesting.
Something like that.
That's, I'm really surprised, though, that it's that close. The yeah. way it is now.
But think really of it. Am. I mean, you've now eliminated that advantage.
Yeah.
You've effectively eliminated the advantage that the home team
yeah.
has had for 100 years.
It's a coin toss once you get into extra innings.
Oh,
well,
now, wait a minute.
Period.
Now, if you're tossing a coin and you
it's
do 50-50. Enough of them, it's 50-50.
Well, that's,
but not. But only if you get enough of them.
Well, it is 50-50.
Wait, now I'm
50-50.
I failed statistics in college, for the record.
We've only flipped the coin 1,200 times.
That's
and
not
it's
enough.
50-50.
Oh.
Small sample.
Have you really flipped the coin 1,200 times?
No.
Oh.
Have you seen his thumb? It's
yeah,
huge.
It's huge. Muscular. Oh, if anybody could see this right
wow.
now.
What big thumbs you have.
He kind of looked like Elaine when he was doing that from Seinfeld.
That's true.
Good stuff. Hey, Stock, would you like to tell folks how you greeted Pittsburgh this morning?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh my we gosh. Got it pretty late last night.
Yeah, we did.
We got to the hotel around 2 a.m. I don't know about all of you. I waited for my bag, which was until about 3 a.m.
3 o'clock.
You get yours too about 3?
I well, got so, mine at like 2:30 maybe.
Okay.
Well, no, you got it later than that.
You're on a different floor than us.
What floor are you on?
23.
Yeah. And yeah, he's on the executive floor.
Okay.
We're down on the broadcast
that
floor.
That could be the issue
yeah.
then. So I saw the bags in the lobby of the auxiliary area, the freight elevator.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were all sitting there from our floor. And I'm like, huh.
Did you grab yours?
I grabbed mine. I started grabbing everybody else's. I knocked on John's door. Nobody answered. I knocked on what I thought was your door, Scott.
Not
and
on
nobody
that floor.
Answered. You're not on that floor. It must have been your bag then.
What?
Stock. It was your. Do you have the blue bag?
No. No.
Oh, boy. I don't know whose bag it was.
Tom.
What did you do?
Tom.
I brought it back.
Stop playing Bellman and go get an orange cone, will you?
I brought it back to the lot. I was like, I don't know what to do with this. And then John wasn't answering, so I was like, I don't know what to do with his bag. So I brought them all back to the lobby.
Oh, my gosh. I was asleep.
Well, no wonder we didn't get our bags until 3 o'clock.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I didn't
That's
get my
so
bag until about 3. But you
I lost track of the time exactly. It was 2:30, 2:40.
Yeah, mine was 2:45. Yeah.
I was asleep.
It was all good.
I was watching
it. The guy was really flustered. He was like, just one bag, right? Right?
Well, can you imagine
I'm
how
like,
hard that must be?
Did you carry this up 23 floors or what?
Yeah, they're running around like madmen trying to get everyone's bags delivered to
That's
them.
That's a good
it's
show.
Crazy. But anyway, so
this morning. Yeah,
I
so
fell
this
asleep. I wake up this morning at about 8 o'clock, and Kevin and I have adjoining rooms. The middle door's closed, but we're next door to one another.
Unfortunately.
And I'm hearing voices outside.
Stock, are you
my
awake?
Window.
Are you awake yet?
Hello, Kevin. But I'm hearing voices outside my window. We're on the 14th floor. I'm like, what is that? And then I'm like, they must be cleaning our windows, right? So, like, I'm kind of half hearing it, half asleep.
I did too.
All right. So what I did was burrowed into the covers a little bit more and fell back asleep. Stock, in his infinite wisdom, walked over to the curtains and whipped them open.
So did I.
He sleeps
I didn't know that.
Well, wait a minute. I didn't say anything about how I sleep. Wait a minute.
I cannot unsee any of that.
No, no. I heard the noise, though, and I literally thought, I'm like, man, there's birds.
I thought there were birds hitting it.
What else did you think?
Birds don't speak English.
So I'm sitting there, like, I'm kind of looking out the window. I'm like, what? So I open it a little bit, and I'm literally like, I could hear it. I'm like, well, maybe that's water dripping. I was water, and all of a sudden they lowered the. And I'm like, oh no, it's windy. I closed the windows. Now I had some stuff. I had a speedo on.
Did they see you?
No, they didn't see me.
You had your Superman speedo.
I'm like a cat.
He had his footy pajamas on. Probably. Yeah.
I actually thought they were birds. I was like, the birds are hitting the window.
Yeah.
Like,
bird strike.
It was pretty weird.
I did think that.
The other thing, I don't know about you guys, so I showered this morning.
Thank you.
And I'm showered, and it's like stripping your skin off. It's like great pressure. And I came out of the shower, and my bathroom was flooded. I mean, I had all my towels.
It was like Sergeant Wheels all over again.
I don't know where it's going.
Sergeant Wheels, did you leave the faucet going?
No.
Murph left his faucet going and it flooded your bathroom.
It just flooded my bathroom.
That's what happened with Sergeant Wheels.
I got a little hose going under the door that joins our room to clear the water out. Maybe you got to pull the shower a little closer.
I guess. It was interesting. Cut my toe.
I'm still picturing you opening the curtains.
I did.
What an adventureful morning. I mean,
I had to call and get my bag. It was. It was interesting. I made it here.
Did you make any formal complaints at the front desk?
No. Okay. Everything's great. Everything is great. It's all great.
Not yet.
Yeah.
All right.
It's great. And we got a big win. It was perfect.
Before I let you go, give me a number. Just one number.
Six.
That's all I want to hear.
My room number
is
night.
Yeah. Not yet. Home runs hit by Kyle Schwarber by the end of this season.
Come on. Give me a number.
Who's going to be brave enough to give me the first?
I'm just going to call him. I don't know how.
I'm 64.
I really don't.
64.
I'm going to say 61.
61. Come on, Francie. Give a number.
Whatever. 721.
721.
I'll give you this. I can give you this. I told Murph
this. At this rate, he might.
Last, Barry Bonds, in his year that he hit 73.
Right.
Was it 73?
Yeah.
That year.
He had 25 at,
the same,
at this point.
He had 20.
You're stealing all the thunder.
Same date. Yeah.
You're stealing all the thunder.
Sorry.
The same with the guys dropping out of the window. You did all that stuff.
I thought that was a bird.
He did. Had 25 to this date.
25.
I thought he had 20.
Yeah. 25. No. Did you look it up today?
I did. Ryan Spader sent it to me.
Oh, Ryan's on it. Yeah, I looked it up. It was 25 today. Same number of games, right, Tom?
Same number of games.
Kyle is way ahead of his pace of last year's 56 home runs. So I think he's, what did we say, about 68 on pace to hit 68?
Yeah,
so
that's what it was said. So I have 61. You 63? Tom, 63?
I said 64.
The thing about the pace thing and all that, I mean, it's 2 weeks go by.
Sure.
And
I get that.
It gets blown to bits. Right now, he is otherworldly hot.
Yeah.
I mean, he really is. He's like hot like the sun hot right now.
Yeah.
And,
like
every time he comes up, I'm not saying pitchers are standing there fearful. They have to have some confidence in their own ability to get a guy out. But it's in their head now.
It's got to be.
Every single time the guy comes up, he can go. And, you know, we've seen it all. We see him, the majestic ball he pulls off the lefty last night. He hits a rocket, you know, a towering fly ball basically right center.
I don't know how that one went out.
Missile.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing to left center was unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's so much fun to watch right now. And I know there's a lot of strikeouts and all that stuff. But, man, I'd take that dude in my lineup any day, anytime.
Yep. In your lineup, in your clubhouse,
era,
for
whatever.
Sure. Yeah, any era. Yep, absolutely. Well, it was a good one tonight. It's rivalry week, which is a tough word to say for me. Rivalry week. Rivalry week.
Maybe you should just stop saying it's a week where we play our rivals.
Or we should have just done the whole show with that.
You know, the other thing I never used to say when I was doing TV in the studio, if someone was having shoulder surgery, I never would say that. I would always say, he's having surgery on his shoulder. Yes,
wow.
Because I could not say shoulder surgery.
Can you do tongue twisters?
I cannot, just
in general?
Can you do seashells by the seashore?
No.
Okay.
No. Rivalry week.
Can you say shoulder unique surgery. New York? New York
unique
is unique.
New York. New York.
Don't say it 10 times fast.
Unique New York. New York is unique.
Oh, my gosh. All this time, we have found the crutch for you.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not a crutch. It's kryptonite. I can't say it.
Kryptonite.
Shoulder surgery between my rivals.
If only the listeners could see what a struggle it is for you to say that.
It's really hard. Well,
yeah, the furrowing of your brow when you really concentrate there, it's pretty noticeable.
Well, I don't concentrate often. So, when I do, it's a challenge. All right, boys. Well, enjoy your walk across the Clemente Bridge, and I'll see you back at the old homestead. Don't flash anybody tomorrow morning.
All right,
Kevin Stocker. You know, there are laws here in Pennsylvania. It's the Commonwealth, for God's sakes. Yes, for God's sakes. All right, we're going to take a quick break here on the show, but we've got a little bit more to do, so stay with us right here on the Phillies Radio Network.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.